Hey, happy day. Got a story for you. Trump and Putin, they were sitting down together, and here says Trump, you know what I mean. He says to Putin, I bet I can get every Democrat to call me king on my birthday. Putin looked at him and said, what are you talking about? That's not even possible. King? They're going to call you king? Yes. I'll bet you $5 they'll call me king on my birthday. Putin said, of course, I'll bet you $5. And anyway, Trump phoned him the next day after his birthday and said, you owe me $5. Putin, of course, said, I saw it on television everywhere. They were calling you king. Unbelievable. Just sharing with you. Now, hey, let's look at the U.S. of A.'s fencing board of directors. Fencing, you know, with the sword, not with a hammer. And they say, you know what? You guys, your competitors, you're complaining about fighting with somebody that's a woman that used to be a man and a man that used to be a woman. And how dare you do that? And you can't do that. And we have a decision, and that is that you got to get out of here. You cannot refuse to fence a trans opponent. It's the rule here and now, and that's what we're going to do, because we're not even going to play the national anthem from now on. We'll show you people. I mean, who's who in the zoo? They don't know, and they just don't care. In London, England, two burglars. These guys, they stole a toilet that cost $6.5 million. $6.5 million, who does that? Look at this thing. I mean, this is amazing. It's 18 karat gold and it was stolen. Holy crap, you can't even make this stuff up, can you? The toilet. What's the history of the toilet? A man by the name of Thomas Crapper invented the toilet. So goes the rumor, or the history of it in any event. But took the crooks 5.5 minutes apparently to, how do they know that? 5.5 minutes to unhook it, lift it up, and haul it away, and it weighed 215 pounds, and it's worth its weight in gold. I mean, who could use it even? It would be kind of tough. Liberals, you know, the liberals think that if they can jail Trump, and the Electoral College, stack the Supreme Court, ban voter identification, censor free speech, indoctrinate children, open up all the borders forever, they think then that they can save democracy. They do. That's what they say all of the time. Trump is wrecking democracy by doing this stuff. And he's closing the borders, and he's doing a variety of things that it's harmful to democracy. He's destroying it, and we want to save it. So give us this stuff back. Dumb is dumber. Forever. How do they think like that? It's a good thing we don't know, that we don't understand, rather, because then it would be like them. Here's another thing. Federal laws. There's probably 500,000 federal statutes on the books that very few people understand, and hardly anybody ever uses them. I mean, they're just silly. Here's one. Here's a guy. He's a runner, a mountain runner, and he runs. That's what he does, right? And he went up a well-worn trail. Everybody runs on. They run, they take bicycles and do all this kind of stuff. And the National Park Service came along and said, hey, we have a sign that says erosion, and you didn't abide by it. And the guy said, well, it's half hidden, and we're up here all the time anyway. What does this mean? It means you're going to have a criminal record. The Department of Justice wins 90% of its cases, and they've now charged him, right? There's no common sense here. There's no, it's unchecked power is what it is. I mean, the government creates a maze of vague rules and hidden signs, and then they come along and say, we got you. It's a criminal record if this guy loses the case. And again, there's only a 10% chance that he'll win. How bad is that? He's running. He's trying to get healthy. You're the same people that preach that you should eat fried pickles and all the rest of it. Blah, blah. Hey, in Canada, move it over there. The Liberal Party now has introduced a bill, C2. They'll be doing a lot of introductions of bills here. This is to strengthen border security. Really? And what they're going to say or do is that you can't make a payment to anyone over $10,000. So if you hire a plumber and his bill's 12 grand and you pay him 12 grand, you've just broken the law. So really, they're trying to get to digital currency so they can control everything that you do. I'm sure this is ridiculous. I mean, I use cash all the time. I mean, a $20,000, $30,000 bill, I usually pay in cash because I want to. I'm old and it's my money, and I can do what I like. I always get receipts. I don't do the cash under the table, I do cash on top of the table. Here's your money. Fill out the forms. You've got to pay taxes. You've got to submit this and that, as will I, and have a bloody nice day. And now they're telling me that I can't do that. I can only go up to $10,000. I can't even play, a plumber or a painter or anybody else. That's dumb. It's controlling. It's socialist. Not nice. Hey, I got more, but I'll give it to myself. Goodbye. See ya.